AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The last words of a black motorist who was shot to death by a white police officer last Saturday in South Carolina were caught on the cruiser's dash cam. Patrolman Michael Slager pulled Walter Scott over for a burned-out brake light on his Mercedes. When Officer Slager asked Scott for proof of insurance, Scott said he didn't have insurance on the car because he hadn't bought it yet.
Let me have your driver. So you don't have any paperwork in the glove box?
No, sir.
No registration in there? No insurance?
He has all that stuff.
Why isn't it? No. Okay. But you're buying this car?
Yes, sir.
Did you already buy it?
No, not yet. I'm about to buy it Monday.
It's a minute ago you told me that you bought it.
Well,
and you're changing everything over on Monday.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
While the officer was apparently checking Scott's driver's license on his cruiser's computer, Scott got out of his car and fled. The chase was out of view of the camera, but the sound of it was recorded by a lapel microphone as the officer chased Scott down and attempted to tase him before firing the fatal shots that ended Scott's life. An attorney for Mario Givens, a black man who claims he was tased, by Officer Scott 2 years ago at his home, plans to file suit over his rough treatment.
In this country, everyone has a right. Everyone has an opportunity to be safe. Everyone has the ability, when they are wrong, to seek redress in the legal community. And we intend to do so.
Eduardo Curry says his client's original complaint in 2013 was brushed off by police without adequate review. This just in, a fire official in Suitland, Maryland, outside Washington, D.C., says a guard shot tonight at the gate of the U.S. Census Bureau headquarters is in critical condition. This is AP Radio News. President Obama hopes his willingness to take Cuba off a list of nations sponsoring terrorism wins him new support at the Summit of the Americas, which opens tonight in Panama.
A number of summit leaders had vowed to boycott if Cuba couldn't take part, so the president's opening's been widely welcomed. Still, a dispute with Venezuela could mar the proceedings. New sanctions on officials there accused in a brutal crackdown on dissent seem to have backfired over wording calling Venezuela a threat to U.S. security. Analyst Cynthia Arnson of the Wilson Center says it's a blunder.
This Cold War national security threat language has an unfortunate history in Latin America.
Fiery Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro plans to hand a petition to Obama denouncing U.S. aggression. Mark Smith at the White House.
Taking Cuba off that list of states sponsoring terrorism is part of the president's broader move to reopen diplomatic relations with Havana. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.